Hello, my name is Bex Raven. Over my lifetime, I have discovered some life-changing ideas that have allowed me to help both myself and many, many others. And today, I'm here for you. This podcast will discuss everything from business management and daily schedules to personal well-being and why it's okay to eat chocolate cake for breakfast. So stay with me and learn how to slow down, live better, and be a happier you. Hello and welcome to Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi, episode 1. Hi there. This wasn't exactly where I expected to start episode 1. I've been planning this podcast for a really long time, and as a well-being mentor, my plan was always to do a whole series about telling you about wabi-sabi, all sorts of things about structure with homeschooling and working from home and all sorts of different things. And then I woke up this morning and the UK is on lockdown. So let's start there. What does lockdown actually mean for us? Well, lockdown is something that we haven't really had in the UK since World War II. That's about the last time the government had to step in and tell the whole country how we needed to think about things and how we needed to behave. The formal lockdown that has started today has put some very, very strict rules in place on how people can move around and how people can be. And there are some very big sanctions going to be put in as well about what will happen if people break that. And what effectively has happened and has been happening to people over the last few weeks here is that we have lost all levels of the formality, the structure, the timetable that we've had that has been so strongly governing our lives for so long. And if we look back, the majority of us have had a timetable in our lives pretty much since as long as we can remember. We're very small children. We have a timetable put in so that we can cope with basic things like going to bed. We have routines. We have routines for the daytime, so we have a structure so that we know what's going on. So many children nowadays have experienced nursery even before they went to school. Then we do go to school. And at school, it's routine all day to the point where we're told that when we're going to have a snack, when we're going to have a playtime, everything's about routine. We then leave school and go to university. The routine continues, albeit a little bit less rigorous at that point, but we still have work time and playtime. And then we do go to work. And then that routine becomes so fixed that we even have so little holiday time involved that the vast majority of our life revolves around that working time. And as humans, we are working more and more and more. And now we're in a situation where all of a sudden we've been told, the vast majority of us, that we can't work or we have to work from home, which for most people is completely alien. And all that structure, that formality, that timetable, it's all gone in the blink of an eye. And people are struggling. And of course, rightly so. And this is a very difficult thing to deal with. Now, when we do normally have that loss of routine, it's because we have something, for instance, like a holiday. And during that holiday, it quickly leads to a total lack of routine. We have pajama days, we have a bit of fun, we spend days watching TV, we binge watch our box sets, we do whatever we want for the whole day, for the week. We slowly lose track of time. In fact, it's not unknown, especially over periods like Christmas, to not even know what day it is. To get to the point where you're eating, you know, half-eaten boxes of chocolates for breakfast. That's what we do. We're on holiday. But what do you do when you're faced with potentially an indefinite period of time for that? Although this morning we've been told that potentially our lockdown is 3 weeks, there are areas in the world where they've been on lockdown for longer than that. So the thought now of saying, well, I now can't go and do any of the things I'm used to doing. All the things that added to my structure, even if I wasn't necessarily somebody who went out to work, if I already was a home worker, I've lost my clubs, my events, my evening things that I used to do, the things that differentiate between my daytimes and my weekends. It's all gone. We've always talked about things like work-life balance. Work-life balance, this ability to balance between home and work, this ability to turn on and off, this is even more difficult now. It's very difficult to create a balance when it's all in the same place. Right now, we're thinking about the fact that this ability to balance for most people has gone too. And this very quickly leads to mental instability, which in turn creates low mood, depression, anxiety, even anger. So we need to look at how we're going to counter that. How are we going to work to recreate a timetable, a structure, a way to get through this that is going to make this possible and stave off the cabin fever in some ways so that we can see a way to the end of this. Now, I'm not suggesting that what you're going to do is you're going to get out all the pens and the highlighters and the markers and make this beautiful little timetable that you have to stick to rigorously, as that is not going to solve anything. All that's going to do is create a timetable that creates you almost as much stress as a total lack of one. Within this structure, there needs to be flexibility. But at the same time, you do need to create some form of motivation for yourself, because that's the first thing we identified that was going to be lost, and that is the motivation. Without somewhere to go every day, without someone saying you have to be in work, it is very difficult if you're not used to it to say, I have to be up. So that's the first thing you have to say to yourself. Every day, I have to be up at the same time. Because it's all too easy to say, if I don't have to be anywhere, well, does it matter if I don't get up till 10, 11 o'clock in the morning? Well, actually, it does. It's really good to make sure that you're still getting up at the same time every day. So yeah, I'm still up 7 o'clock at the latest every morning. And it's nice, do you know, because now at this time of year, the sun's coming up, the birds are getting up, and it's really quite pleasant outside. Thank goodness it's not freezing cold and it's not still chucking it down with rain. Yet, sorry, touching wood here. That was probably the silliest thing to say. But yeah, get up every day at the same time. Create that morning routine. Have some breakfast. Enjoy it with everybody else in your house. Yeah, I've got a teenager. No, he does not want to get up. Lunch and dinner too. Don't forget, they're just as important. Make sure they're happening at a sensible time every day. Don't start letting your dinner creep later and later in the evening. And don't be tempted to break out the wine every night. I know you're thinking, well, I don't have to be up for work tomorrow morning. I'm sure I could get away with a glass. Try and restrict it to the weekend still. I know it's tempting, but it's still good for you. And it's a way of differentiating and saying, well, that's the weekend and this is the week. And it's worth doing. And it's the same with the children. Restrict them to their ordinary bedtimes on the weekdays. Give them a little bit longer at the weekends. And then you're helping them differentiate too. If you don't have children, even easier. So building in your on and off time. So just like you would do, if you work more at the weekends, then that's your on time. If you work more during the week, that's your on time. Stick to your schedules, because once this is all over, you're still going back to the same schedule again afterwards. This is temporary, and that is so important to remember. This is not forever. Keep your schedules as similar as you could, but remember, you do need on time and off time still. Now, if you are working from home and you are capable of doing that from home, then do keep working. That's great. But do not get up, roll straight out of bed and straight onto that computer. It is so tempting to do, but it is not going to be productive in any way whatsoever. Make sure you are building in time to have breaks. Make sure you are still building in time to actually do the things you would have done. So you would not have got up before, had your breakfast, and jumped straight on your computer. You would have travelled to work. There would have been thinking time, breaking time before you got there. You wouldn't have then worked solidly through the day. You would have had taken breaks at work. Use those to do some things, really good, healthy things. Go outside. Take some fresh air. It's really, really important that we still use our outside spaces. Lockdown does not mean stay inside the four walls of the building that you live in. You have an outside space, use your outside space. If you don't have an outside space, open the windows. Really, really important. Fresh air is massively important and you need to get that into your life. Be real though, this isn't forever. If you're having a bad day, give yourself a break. Read a book. Watch a bit of TV. Have extra out time. Do some house rearranging. This is a brilliant time of year for it anyway. It's spring after all. Do some spring cleaning. Make yourself number one priority for a bit. The world is not going anywhere. It really isn't, and it will still be there at the end of all of this. So look after yourself for a few weeks. Get online, learn to meditate. Learn how to do something new. Learn a new language. If you can't actually do your work from home, make your on time about learning something new. Loads of universities have just put up lots and lots of free courses. So why not get online and see if you can learn something new during that on time? But do remember, if you have other people to care for in your house, instead of trying to do something and letting it frustrate you that they're in your house trying to do something at the same time, build routines that you can do together. Don't try to keep doing your whole workflow project with three under fives running around your feet. It's just not going to happen. Be realistic. If you've got that responsibility and they're all in your house now and there's nothing we can do about this, they are going to be as frustrated about the whole situation as we are. If anything, they understand it less than we do. So be sensible, give yourself a break, and just enjoy the fact that you're actually getting to see your children grow up. Spend time with them. Give them a break, let them watch TV, and then you can get to do the things that you need to do. Get them outside, get them playing, and enjoy doing the things that you should be doing with them that you don't normally get time to do. The whole world is in this together. Everybody is in this together. Thank you for listening to episode one of Embracing Your Inner Wabi Sabi. Just to put a little bit of context onto this one for you, I'm a well-being mentor and artist. When COVID hit the UK, I had pretty much everything that I was due to be doing for the next 6 months cancelled. That's everything. All my events, all my workshops, all my talks, everything. So I'm going to have plenty of time to podcast. So I'm looking at this from a positive point of view. The books, the podcasts, the blogs, all the things that I've been putting slightly on the back burner for a while, these are all going to get done over the next few weeks. So go to my website at www.bexraven.co.uk and you can find out more. See you soon.